gonna see if you're as good as they say you are.
Wakey, wakey, rise and shine, all hands on deck.
Suddenly, a round, flat object comes hurtling through the window.
You ready?
I can't wait.
Now.
Let's go play.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio.
Morning.
How are you, Dave?
Morning.
Great. Dave and I went to the pub yesterday afternoon to watch Reverse a Word, the 10 to 5 showing. But we missed it. So we stayed in the pub until the 10 to 10 showing, which we saw, apparently.
Mm.
I thought it went down very well.
It did. It was received with glorious applause.
With what?
Glorious applause.
Is it going to be one of those today?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Anyway, thank you to Wes. He's going to be walking all the way to the taxi rank. And then going home. Right, Thursday then, 6:56. We're here till 10 o'clock this morning. I'm Chris Moyles, it's Radio 1. Good morning! Darkness, love is only a feeling. So, another nice quiet night out last night.
You're having a muffin for breakfast?
Me, yeah. I was going to have cheesecake, but I thought that was a little bit too much. But I so could eat cheesecake first thing in the morning. Juliet, am I wrong or not?
No, I could eat cheesecake too.
See, there you go, Dave.
A muffin?
And besides, it's not really for breakfast. I've been up for a couple of hours.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
Up for about half an hour.
No, I haven't.
You haven't been up for a couple of hours.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
I got out of bed at 5:15 at 7 o'clock.
It's nearly a couple of hours.
Nearly, it was more than half an hour.
Granted, yes.
Listen, Dave, we weren't all late for work today.
I got in about 5 minutes after you.
No, it was more than that, wasn't it? Way more, about 20 minutes, something like that. Six.
Was it?
Yeah.
Not for that, I apologise.
Yeah, that's all right there. Lying boy. One. Do you want to leave early as well today? Is that what it is?
No.
Do you find the mornings difficult and hard?
Well, no, I love them.
Do you really? Mm. Gonna be one of those today. I think Dave is delicate. Delicate Dave.
7:01.
Yeah, all right, I'll do the time checks, thank you. Let's get some news and sport from Dom and Jules. 7:01.
A Western hostage is killed in Iraq.
And Newcastle reached the last...
Your newsbeat, it's 7:04.
Thank you, Lorraine.
Thank you. Am I Lorraine again?
No, you're Friction.
Am I Friction?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Today, you are Friction Burn.
Excellent.
That's what it says on your headphones.
Oh, it's good.
Have a look.
Hang on. Oh, yeah, it is. I'm Friction. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Better to be Friction than Lorraine, I think.
I love the fact that today you are Friction Burn. That's great. You can't write that kind of material.
That's good.
Well, you know, not anymore. So commiserations to Celtic. I thought that was a shame last night, but well done to Newcastle. God bless them. That was good. The games were on TV last night. Not that I was aware of goals happening, but not kind of. I remember looking up and going, oh, it's half-time in the Celtic game. Everyone stood around me and went, that's full-time, Chris. Is it? Is that finished now, then? That was a quick game, wasn't it?
Went quick last night, didn't it?
Yeah, just a little bit. Peter Bowes, by the way, our US correspondent. What a legend.
He is a legend.
The alleged incident happened after Lil Kim had said something about Foxy Brown.
Lil? As in Lilo Lil?
I like Foxy Brown. Can we hear him again?
Yes, you can.
Foxy Brown.
According to the authorities, the rappers exchanged gunfire outside the New York radio station.
Stop it again. It's just kind of lacking something. Okay, hang on a second.
According to the authorities, the rappers exchanged gunfire outside the New York radio station Hot 97.
Hot.
One man was wounded. Police say it stemmed from a feud between Lil Kim and Foxy Brown.
Foxy Brown? You know Foxy Woxy? Love him.
Hot.
Oh, little fire. It's late. I apologise for calling him a man.
He is a legend, Peter Bowes.
I've got you a present.
Have you?
Yes.
Oh,
I was
brilliant.
Going to give it to you before the show, as you know.
Yeah.
And I decided not to.
Okay.
So you have your present now. Would you like to stand up and put your hands out and close your eyes? It's not a joke.
Is it alive?
Oh.
Will it hurt?
No.
Okay.
And no. Oh, blimey. Okay, no, okay, you can do it there. Close your eyes. Put your hands out. Seriously, keep them closed.
Right.
Wow. There you go. You can open your eyes now.
Hey! Well done.
Would you like to explain to everybody...
Yeah.
...what that is?
Put my Friction headphones on.
Right.
I said when you went up to see the Leeds-Everton game that can you bring a programme back from the game? Because it's nice to reprogram some other grounds.
I know. What you actually said was I went, why? And you went, I love football programmes.
I do, I think.
Like a
great.
Child. I love football programmes.
They're a really good read.
Yeah, if you go to the front, right, and open up the front page there.
Yeah.
If on the left-hand side.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Look, it's all been signed.
We've got it signed by three of the Ellen Road legends.
Fantastic.
Paul Robbo Robinson.
Yeah.
Alan Smudger-Smith. And our mate Tracy. And the three of them have signed that for you, and I believe that's the only programme in the world to have Robbo, Smudger and Tracy's autograph.
Fantastic.
All on the same book.
Wouldn't that have been better yesterday?
Yes, but I left it at home yesterday. Sorry.
Thank you very much.
A pleasure. That's all right. That's all right, Dominic.
Thank you again. Chris Moyles comes from Leeds, where he watches Leeds United. When they run out on the pitch, young Chrissy gets excited. He's bold and strong and daring, the bravest in the nation. He's not afraid of anything except for relegation. The Chris Moyles Show, National Radio 1. I don't know, Diddy. I think everybody's all jealous and... Because I'm like the lead singer of the band, and I think everybody's got a freaking problem. The Strokes and Reptilia from Radio 1. 7:16 morning, so we're all a little bit delicate. Well, I am anyway. I think Dave is, because he's said two words this morning.
Good morning.
Four. Alan seems quite perky.
I'm overtired, actually.
Rachel's in a bad mood as ever.
I am not in a bad mood. Oh!
Rachel. One hell of a mood.
If you want me to be in a bad mood, I'll be in a bad mood.
Rachel, there is no stopping her. Rachel, the moody.
I don't find that very fair.
She's, would you like to tell everybody what you're doing today or not? Or is it a secret?
No, it's not a secret. I'm making my brother's wedding cake.
Isn't that nice? How lovely is that? Seriously, on all jokes aside, Rachel is making her own brother's wedding cake, which I think is a really lovely thing to do. Alan, to comment on it? I bet it's Weight Watchers cake. Oh, that'll be lovely.
Oh. When's he getting married?
Saturday.
Got plenty of time then.
There you go. Yeah, you'll be laughing. Hey, yeah. The fight, those... So Rachel is baking a cake today.
Have you baked a cake before, Rachel?
I have. I can't
a ridiculous
claim
question.
Full. I am getting...
Sorry, Dave, why was that a ridiculous question?
Why because she wouldn't be making a wedding cake 2 days before a brother's wedding if she hadn't already baked a cake before.
I've never done a wedding cake. My friend Kathy's helping me, and she's very good at it.
Fascinating.
Yes, that's interesting for you.
Good morning, Kathy.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm going to make a wedding cake. Here's what you need. You need some flour and some cream and some sponge and chocolate and a bottle of Pinot.
Does that go
that's
in the
a
cake?
Good idea, actually.
Does that go in the cake, Rachel?
I'll just swig it out of the bottle while it's baking. Look.
Surely, Rachel, aren't you going to need some chocolate leaves or something?
They're being made. Kathy made those last
night.
Oh, yeah. Do you know, if it wasn't for Kathy, this cake would be rubbish. It's 7:21. Buzz off then. As ever, on the text then, please, get your mobiles out. Even if you're still in bed, you can text from your bed. It's allowed. Oh, Alan, that was disgusting.
Sorry.
81199 is the number. 81199. If you like the CD I'm going to play, text Buzz On to 81199. That's Buzz On. If you don't like the next CD I'm going to play, text Buzz Off to 81199. Everybody's allowed a buzz. When all four buzzers have gone off, the record will stop. I brought it in from home. It's one of the CDs from Leeds.
Is it?
Yeah. Every time I go back to Leeds, I get a fresh CDs for the feature. Right, so buzz off or buzz on, 8199. Are you ready?
Yep. Rolling Stones?
From Aberystwyth, yeah. Come on! Rolling Stones on Radio 1.
Out was a butcher, caught in a meat.
People are saying buzz off.
Ah, let's buzz.
Come on!
I'm gonna take the listener vote in 20 seconds from now. Buzz on, 8199. Listener buzz.
Rachel's moving in the microphone.
Who will be next? Dave or Rachel? Rachel or Dave? Dave or Rachel?
Rachel.
Kathy.
Dave buzz.
Rachel buzz.
No!
Do you know...
What?
I think I've got a dance mix of that at home, curiously. Yeah. Is that right? They did, they made a dance record out of it.
The Rolling Stones made a dance record.
Hmm.
Yeah, right.
Bring it in.
You got me rocking the Rolling Stones? Do you not like that, Alan?
No. Wrong side of Aberystwyth. Bad side.
Well, that's for the poor part of town.
Exactly.
Would it have been this?
It is this one.
Should I play this version?
I don't know.
It's a perfecto mix of it.
This is what I've got. I've got it on 12-inch on vinyl.
But then that's not really the Rolling Stones.
No, but it's just weird, though, because it's not like them to make dance records, but this clearly is one.
Anyway, I like that track.
Such a fella.
Such a perfecto mix, isn't it? Anyway, there you go. You're very disappointed that the listeners buzzed off. I mean, granted, it's not a classic Rolling Stones song. I think it's a good track. You got me rocking by the Stones, but no, if you don't like it, then we won't play it, so up yours.
The all-new Vernon Imperial Palace drive-thru.
You seen Attack of the Clones?
No.
Really?
No. But I think I've got Phantom Menace on two different formats and haven't watched either.
Dominic has just found out that Dave isn't a Star Wars fan.
Not that that matters, but...
to be fair, though, I thought if you're a heterosexual male, you like Star Wars. It's like the law. It's like, you know...
Are you casting aspirations on my sexuality?
Not at all. But I'm saying, if you're, you know, every bloke likes Star Trek, Star Wars.
I'd have had you down as a Star Wars
fan. I just don't like space things, really.
Dave said he didn't like Star Wars, he prefers films with cars in it. Of which there aren't many cars in these sci-fi movies these days, are there?
But I like good car chases and shootouts and stuff. You don't get them in space.
You get shootouts. Yeah, there's loads of shootouts in Star Wars.
Not in cars, though.
No. But they have like major battles with stormtroopers and stuff.
Yeah, but I like car chases on twisty mountain roads and things.
Right. How can you not like Star Wars? Do you even understand that?
No, I can't, I must admit.
I find it a bit dull. I don't really care.
They're coming out on DVD, by the way.
Do?
The Star Wars trilogy. Well, 4, 5, 6. Because you know that, don't you? Star Wars...
Yeah, it's all backwards.
Yeah, it was Chapter 4, A New Hope, wasn't it? Was it A New Hope?
Yeah, I think so, the first one.
It's the only trilogy that
backwards.
Oh, Jesus.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Let's move on, shall we? Right, we'll play the Rasmus in a second. We'll play Joe Budden. And we'll also play Dave's wife's favourite record, Busted and Air Hostess.
She loves this.
I know she does. Mm. Meanwhile, let's get some news from Dom at 7:31.
And the main... And it's now 7:35.
There's a news story, which I'm not going... I can't really talk about.
Okay.
I think you know which one it is.
Yeah.
Right? And it's about... there's somebody in question in that news story that is it's really infuriated me. And I can't talk about it, you know, but I'm going to write a word down on a piece of paper and see if everyone in the studio agrees. And that's the word that I've written down.
That's right.
That's my word there. I can't say it, but I really, really want to. And that... Ah, oh, man. I can't say it. Oh, it's really, really infuriating me.
Can't even hint at it, really.
No, I can't, and I can't even give anything away. Because I'm being professional, and I like my job. And I don't want to get Radio 1 into any trouble.
Absolutely right.
You know?
Yes.
Don't mind you getting into trouble. That's okay.
No, that's fine, isn't it?
I could live with that.
Yeah, thank you for that.
But, you know, I don't want to get Radio 1 into trouble. We've had 100 text messages, all agreeing with Dave, that Star Wars is rubbish. I'm quite frankly shocked.
I just think it's overrated.
Now, I'm, like you, I don't like sci-fi films.
Mm.
But I don't think of Star Wars as a sci-fi film.
Neither do I.
You see, I don't like films that aren't set in present day in real life.
You what?
I don't really like films that aren't set in the present day in real life.
Right.
So
anything old... You don't like? Set in the past, you don't like?
Sorry, present day or behind us.
Right, you don't like anything in the future?
No.
Back to the Future?
It's okay, but it's not my favourite.
Back to the Future 2?
Likewise.
What's your favourite film ever?
My favourite film ever?
Yeah.
That'd be a tough one.
There we go. This could be great. Stop on My Mum Will Shoot?
No.
Would it be Suburban Commando?
No.
Sister Act 2?
No, I didn't like that.
Was
not a big fan of Whoopi Goldberg.
Was that Back in the Habit?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah. Disappointment.
Not a big fan of Whoopi Goldberg.
Sound of Music?
No.
Dumb and Dumber?
That was a good film. No, seriously, it was. I mean, all jokes aside, that was a very good film.
All right, seriously, absolutely honest, cards on the table.
Yeah.
Do you rate Dumb and Dumber as a better film than Star Wars?
Absolutely.
Jesus, I can't. I'm sorry.
But the thing was...
You're serious, you know, to me, you're blaspheming.
Yeah.
Because I think Dumb and Dumber was let down by its title, and people think it's just a nonsense film, and actually it's a very clever work of comedy.
People think it's just a nonsense film.
Yeah. It's good.
Do you know... Maybe I'm geeky, but I don't believe I am, right? Because a few people said Star Wars is for geeks, which is so not right. But I still get excited when, in a galaxy far, far away, and you wait for the dun to kick in.
It's brilliant.
I don't get bored watching Star
Wars.
See,
I'd rather watch something like Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
Which one?
Two.
Diplomatic immunity.
Diplomatic immunity.
But anyway, we're getting off the subject. Dumb and Dumber is not a better movie than Star Wars. Dumb and Dumber is a great...
Well, that's just my opinion.
It's a great comic.
You can't say that wrong.
You are wrong.
Yeah, you are wrong.
You are wrong. You can't say that Dumb and Dumber is better than Star Wars.
It's my opinion. Fact.
No, it's your opinion, which is actually wrong.
Fact.
That's ridiculous. What a stupid argument. We can't be grown up about this. There's no point talking.
Cheddar?
No further question.
Dumb and Dumber is a better film than Star. I've heard everything
you
now.
You just can't say that.
It is a clever work of comedy, I believe. Here's Erasmus.
Jim Carrey or Han Solo? Let me have a think. How about if they were to remake Star Wars featuring Jim Carrey?
Now, this is another thing, because I'm not a big fan of Jim Carrey, which I know sounds odd for someone who's a big fan of Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, we've lost his microphone there. Sorry about that. Sorry to keep going on about this, but some smart asses have texted in saying if you like movies set in the past, you should technically like Star Wars. Because it did happen
a long time ago.
I know,
in
but...
a galaxy far, far away.
I don't... Pause.
See, I don't think about it as being in the past, because they had sort of X-Wing fighters and all that, and
yeah,
I think about that as being the future.
No, it's in the past, that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know what I mean, though, don't you?
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. But I disagree. I think Star Wars is great.
Yeah, it just doesn't really float my boat.
So, seriously, you never actually answered what your favourite film was.
It's a tough question, I think. And one that takes more consideration.
Name some of your favourite movies, then. That's the best thing to do.
I like Ken Loach films. Raining Stones is a very good movie.
What?
Raining Stones.
What the hell is that?
Ken Loach film.
Is that set in space?
No, set in Middleton in Manchester.
No idea.
I like the Police Academy films. Not all of them.
Yeah, they started to go
I thought they got a bit lazy
about...
by about six.
By about 22, I think they started to lose it.
What else do I like? Weekend at Bernie's was a good film. In a sort of plain comedy way.
Mannequin.
Mannequin.
The best one was Mannequin 2, which is played by an entirely different actress. I always like that when they do sequels with different cast members.
Would you say Mannequin is as good as Star Wars?
No.
Right, good.
What else?
By the way, can I just say to everyone listening, and I genuinely, this is the truth, Dave's not really lying either. He's not really playing a stupid joke here. He does like a lot of these movies.
Yeah. I think movies are about entertainment.
Dave texted me the other day to tell me that Westwood's favourite film was on.
Oh, that was brilliant. Digby was on. On Sunday morning, I think it was. It was fantastic.
Digby, the biggest dog in the world.
Yeah, and I managed to join it just sort of 5 minutes in. And I watched it with my wife, who also enjoyed it.
Okay. So, the modern-day classics.
Yeah.
Such as people are texting in, The Usual Suspects, you know.
I thought that was dull.
Convoy. Those kind of films.
Convoy's a great film. Chris Christopherson.
But you like...
Pigpen.
What?
Pigpen.
Right, but you like...
Rubber Duck.
You like films that some would regard as rubbish.
Yeah, but films are
what
about...
What was that Sylvester Stallone movie where he played a gangster?
I don't know.
Not seen that one?
I've seen Cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger. Now...
He wasn't a gangster in that, he was a rock climber.
No. Did you rate Cliffhanger?
I thought it was okay. It had the fella Dan Sullivan, who was in EastEnders, in it as well. Who I think was he Russian or something? Or some kind of foreign?
I think he was taking his time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I thought that was okay.
Okay, good.
What else is good?
Make a list if you need to and come back to us.
No, I mean, I don't want to sort of profile myself like this.
Right, okay.
Dave could make his list of top 20 films. We'll put it online for you, Dave. That'd be interesting.
But you see, but I don't regard myself as being a film expert. You see, I mean, three of those would probably be the Lethal Weapon ones.
Let me name some movies that
I've... I'll say yes or no.
Okay, some classic movies.
Mm-hmm.
Jaws.
Good film.
James Bond.
Yes, good film.
James... What? Hang on. James Bond, good film? Which James Bond?
Good films. Although my favourite was always Roger Moore.
Oh, no.
Because he was the one I grew up with.
I didn't know you knew him.
Not literally, but as a child.
Okay. It's A Wonderful Life.
Not seen it.
Wizard of Oz.
Seen it. It's a bit girly, though, I think, that.
Grease.
Seen it.
Turn the Music.
Bit girly. I've seen Grease 2 as well, which is up there with my wife's favourite films of all time, Grease 2.
Yeah.
And Grease 2? Yeah, and Dirty Dancing.
Oh, Dirty Dancing.
Roadhouse.
That's a good film.
I must admit, I like Roadhouse.
Mm.
I put it on DVD.
Patrick Swayze.
That, if you go,
that bit
you
go, in the stock room.
You go through my DVD collection, but I've always said that, I think it's like the same as music. You go through people's DVD collection, there's no rhyme or reason to it. And I've got like The Matrix, sitting next to Convoy, sitting next to Back to the Future trilogy, sitting next to It's a Wonderful Life, sitting next to and something random like Uncle Buck.
You see, I think I watched The Matrix at your house for the first time, and we turned it off after 15 minutes because I was bored.
I don't think we even lasted that long, because you turned around and went, I don't understand. And I said, then you've got to kind of let the scene establish. But I don't know what's going on. Yeah, but you're not meant to. Well, did I miss anything? No, you didn't miss anything. We watched it from the beginning, Dave. I don't like films that you know, I have to think about them.
Well, I don't really. I don't like them when they get too complicated and you have to work them all out. I think that was my problem with The Sixth Sense. But also, I fell asleep 20 minutes before the end, and when it all wrapped up, I was confused.
Dave, you really are unique.
Ta.
7:51 is Dave's wife's favourite record.
Let's go!
That Sylvester Stallone movie, by the way, was Oscar.
What's that about a dog?
No, it doesn't. Walking through the terminal. Air hostess. this by Busted. Dominic Byrne.
Hi.
Serious news man.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be alert. You have to be always looking out for news stories.
Always thinking.
You're always thinking. Always ready.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing gets past you, does it?
Very little.
All right. I'm going to try some lyrics out on you now from the Air Hostess song by Busted.
Okay.
Okay? What are they singing? Obviously, you understand what it's about.
Yes.
They fancy an air hostess.
That's right.
The way she dress and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what are they singing in this line here? Do you want to hear it again?
Yep.
Okay.
They're actually singing.
Yes.
I messed my pants when we flew over France. Aren't they?
Nominated for an Ivor Novello Songwriting Award, I believe.
That's brilliant.
I mean, really.
I messed my pants when we flew over France.
It could be, I miss my pets. Probably had a French poodle.
I miss my pets when we flew over Fritz.
Friends. You never know.
Friends.
Could be.
What were they thinking?
I don't know. But it's nice to see that the Busted Boys are admitting to having leaky problems downstairs. You know? Who'd have thought? Allergic shot. Did you know the Busted were incontinent?
No.
I didn't know they were in Europe at all. Oh, dear. That'll do.
One big weekend is coming.
All right, just to wrap this up, then, yes or no, OK, Dave?
Yep.
Howard the Duck?
I don't think I've seen that.
Porky's.
It's all right.
Weird Science.
Great film.
Top Gun.
Good film.
Anything with Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, although I wasn't a big fan of The Golden Child.
That was on the other night. It was brilliant. That kid had, like, special powers. I thought that looked like a mini version of you.
He did a bit, actually.
Eddie Murphy does the best films ever. Don't you think?
Do you think?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say so.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Good film.
Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Not as good, but still good.
Beverly Hills Cop 3.
I don't think I saw that.
48 Hours.
Good film.
Another 48 Hours.
Didn't see it.
Nutty Professor.
I didn't see that.
Nutty Professor 2.
That's the fat one, isn't it?
He loves his sequels, as Eddie.
Yeah.
Metro. Do you remember that one?
No.
Harlem Nights. Coming to America.
That was a good film.
Boomerang. It's loads, loads. And, of course, he's also in Shrek, but only his voice, because it's a...
Yeah, see, I don't like cartoons either.
Right, so any film set in the future, space or cartoons...
I just like realism.
Right. And Dave will be back at the same time tomorrow on Radio 1. Well, I think we got through that half-hour nicely, Dave, don't you?
Rock on.
NERD up next, and then Evanescence following that, but bear with it. Here's some news and sport. It's 2 minutes past eight.
The first hostage has been murdered in Iraq.
And
the weather, Scotland and Northern Ireland have got the worst of it, or so showery in Wales and Western England, but some hazy sunshine elsewhere.
What was that?
Showery.
Showery.
Showery. I always have trouble with the weather. Scotland and Northern Ireland have got the worst of it, also showery in Wales and Western England, but some hazy sunshine elsewhere. It's now 5 minutes past eight.
Why don't you replace the word showery for the word wet?
But it's not the same. Because you can have drizzle, torrential downpours, mist, which contains wetness.
If it helps,
they're all wet.
If it helps, I've got you saying the word showers.
Have you?
Yeah.
Showers? Okay, that's...
Showers?
All right, let's... Okay.
Showers?
Okay, Scotland and Northern...
Showers?
Hang on.
Right.
Scotland and Northern Ireland have got the worst of it. Also... Showers in Wales and Western England, but hazy sunshine elsewhere.
And then you said wet in England. What's wet in England? You mean Western England?
When?
Just
then.
Pronunciation buffoon.
Have you got Western England there?
Have I got what?
Western England or
got
in the
West?
I've got. Here we go.
In the West of England.
So,
I can say.
Hang on a sec. Don't talk because you do confuse this.
Sorry.
Feature sometimes. Only because it's your voice over your voice, and people waking up don't know what's going on. So I have Dominic saying
showers.
I also have him saying...
In the West.
Which means we can have...
Showers.
In the West.
That's good, yeah.
So do you want me, and I've also, if you really need it...
All day. That's good as well.
Okay, so... Yeah.
Here we go. Showers.
In the west.
All day.
That's good.
Radio 1 weather. That's it, really.
Virtual Dom.
Yeah.
Dombot.
Okay, go for it one more time on your own. Do the weather. See if you can read the weather without screwing up. Oh, by the way, does anyone else smell that? I smell a news award.
At 7 minutes past 8, here's the weather. Scotland.
Showers.
In the west. Radio 1 weather.
Sorry. Go on.
Scotland and Northern Ireland have got the worst of it. The weather, that is. Also showery in Wales and Western England, but hazy sunshine elsewhere. It's now 7 minutes past 8.
Hooray!
This is
Rao
Williams.
And we have any ID?
Everybody.
Showers. In the west. All day. And that's the Radio 1 weather.
There you go. That's, Auto Dom.
Dombot.
The weather can be whatever we decide it to be, because we got him to record every possible piece of weather. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What would you like the weather to be today, Dave? And
I'd
where?
I'd like it to be cloudy in the east.
Cloudy in the east.
And the weather. It's going to be cloudy in the east. Radio 1 weather.
There you go. Give me another one.
How's about sunny in the south?
Okay.
And the weather. There'll be some sunshine in the south all day.
That'll do.
Any more? Rachel, do you want to any weather for today?
Cloudy.
Cloudy.
Where?
In the north.
Okay.
It's going to be...
Excuse me.
And the weather.
Thank you.
It's going to be cloudy in the north all day.
Bad weather. Rubbish weather.
Rubbish weather. You can even double up the weather if you want to be really creative.
Really?
Yeah. Try me out. Try me.
I'd like thunder and sunshine.
Okay. If we didn't have thunder...
How about rain and
drizzle.
Sunshine?
Rain. So basically rain and sunshine. Is that what you want?
Yes.
Okay.
And the weather. There'll be some rain and... tornadoes and blizzards and hurricanes and storms and sunshine in the north and in the south and in the east and in the west
and
and in and in and in and in and in all day.
Everything covered.
In Wales and Scotland and Northern Ireland and England.
Bad weather. Rubbish weather.
People are just
all
waking
day.
Up to this.
Oh, yeah. If you just switched on, by the way, hello, my name is Scott Mills, and it really is great to be here.
All right, let's do it!
One big weekend is coming.
One. Do you know, when you just said that, you just brought me back. I was in my own little world then.
I just thought, could you imagine waking up to going, and flowers, clowers?
What are clowers?
That's a mixture of showered and clowers. I nearly said showered.
Oh. Somebody's just woken up and gone, what? There's been tornadoes and storms and sunshine everywhere.
All day.
And?
Rubbish weather.
And 8:17.
All day.
All right, that'll do that. Right, so, One Big Weekend is coming up. Let's hope there'll be no
showers
when we go there.
God.
Ash, Calise, The Streets, Franz Ferdinand, Avril Lavigne and Keane, all live and all for free. Sunday, April 25th. Tomorrow, tickets are available. Guildhall Square, Derry, from 8 o'clock in the morning. Colin Need is going to go out and be giving away tickets, so tomorrow morning... 8 a.m. Guildhall Square, Derry. Colin and Edith, if you want your tickets for the Sunday for One Big Weekend. But as you know, each day on the radio station, every show is going to give away 5 pairs of tickets. So we have to set our queue to call. Because you can win tickets
all day
on Radio 1. Right, so choose an artist.
What are the options again?
Ash.
Mm-hmm.
Calise. The Streets we've done.
Yep.
Franz Ferdinand.
Done.
Avril Lavigne and Keane.
Avril Lavigne? We could do?
Avril Lavigne.
Can there sound a likey sort of way? Complicated.
Right, don't phone now. This is just Dave and I recording it for the rest of the day. Okay, fine. You ready?
Yep.
Why'd you have to go and call Radio 1 for tickets?
Because you want to call up now and try and win some tickets for the band's day.
08 700 100 100
is the number.
Right, we kind of we lost it a little bit there.
Okay.
Why do you sing?
We should really have scripted this, shouldn't
we? You need to put a One Big Weekend in there.
That was at the end.
Okay. Well, just before the number, put the weekend in there. And I don't think we should do the number. They can drop that in with a jingle or
do
something.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Why'd you go and have to call Radio 1 for tickets?
Because you want to call up now and try and win some tickets for the band's day.
No, see, you should say One Big Weekend.
Do you think?
Yeah.
For One Big Weekend.
That's it, perfect.
Okay. I'll do it again.
2, 3, 4. Why'd you have to go and call Radio 1 for tickets?
Because you want to call up now and try and win some tickets for One Big Weekend.
Rubbish weather.
All right, let's do it!
One Big Weekend is coming.
I thought that was perfect.
How'd you like them apples?
Right, when you hear that again, get on the phone. Don't phone now, there's no point. We're just giving you an example, but I will tell you it will happen before 9 o'clock. 08700 100 100. When you hear that stupid little song, that's your cue to call, and you can be getting tickets for One Big Weekend.
Radio 1 presents a story.
It should have been they've got the motion as well, don't you think? Although it just says, you know when you're miles away, and I just kind of caught the end of that, and I thought he said something else.
My bad.
Murray and Bowman.
What? I think it's a million miles away from, if you're not paying attention, I think it just sounds like he's going, Murray and Boner. That's what he sounds like saying.
Two lost souls, but to get
Murray and Boner.
Listen.
They're dynamite.
My bad.
Murray and Bowman.
There you go.
Edith Boner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, 21.
Now I've got an image. Now I've got an image. Lisa Riley. Natasha Bedingfield and single. Coming out on May the 3rd, which is the day before Star Wars Day.
Oh, May the 4th.
Thank you. Yesterday, Juliet, our sport queen, the most beautiful girl in a Cardi you'll ever meet, went to Alton Towers for the day with her friend. Friend or friends?
Friend and her friends.
Well, okay, nice. Do you have a nice time at Alton Towers where wonders never cease?
Fantastic time.
Favourite ride?
What? Nemesis.
See. Yes. And you did the corkscrew?
Yep.
Still good ride?
Yeah, it's kind of a bit old now, but it's still the best in the sense that you feel like you're one of those Flintstone cars and it rattles around. You know, like on the Flintstones, they've got those sort of rattly cars?
Right.
But it rattles, so you don't feel quite safe on the ride, but it's really, really fast.
But of course, I'd like to point out that it is very safe.
Yes.
So you got photos, and I haven't seen them yet.
Yay!
And I want to see the
photos. I've got presents as well.
Oh, have you? Okay, good. This is all good.
Oh.
That's all right. You make as much noise as you want, my darling.
Where's the prezzies and jewels?
They're in the other room.
Go and get them.
Dominic, bring them in.
Photos.
Yeah.
Where are they?
Dominic's about to bring them in. They're in the Alton Towers bag, Dom.
Rachel, when I said, can you get Juliet to come into the studio with the photos, that the clue was with the photos.
I haven't got the one, though, on the corkscrew because they lost it.
Who lost it?
Alton Towers did.
Rubbish.
I thought that would be too obvious. Oh, Dave.
Can we try and get this link back on track, please?
Show overboard.
What would you like first?
I would like the photos.
Okay.
All right. How many photos do you have?
I have three with me because the one on the corkscrew is still at Alton Towers. Answer the phone, Dave.
Sorry.
Go on, it might be work.
It's gone now.
Right.
So you have the choice of...
Yes.
Nemesis.
Okay.
Which was... quite fast, but I'm the one in the red t-shirt. I was smiling. You see, you always have to look for the camera on the rides. You've got to know where
I always look like a big girl in photos on rides.
That was Chezzy.
What?
Who works at Five Live, the other girl with me.
Chezzy.
Yeah.
what she looks like.
All right, give me another photo. Give me another photo.
That was the River Rapids. Quite boring. Slightly wet.
Where are you?
I'm on the end in the corner.
What's the girl? There's a girl on the left. Is she?
She was practicing.
Flashing her breasts?
Yes.
Okay.
Have a look.
For the last ride.
You can't really. So she's
They're not very
flashing
big,
her
to
breasts,
be honest.
Though.
Wet and wild.
Yeah.
And she looks it. And the last one?
So the last one was the flume. It's yes. not the log flume anymore because right. you go around in bathtubs with rubber ducks.
Oh, that's great.
And so we saved the best till last.
Yeah, you flashed. Did you flash? Oh, man.
We flashed, not
oh,
splashed.
Man. I'm going to get to see her breasts.
However, yes. you can't see mine because yeah. someone's hand's in the way.
Oh, rubbish!
I know.
Pass it
I
over.
I was absolutely gutted.
Oh, man.
Did you actually queue up and get that?
Yeah. We planned it. It was our plan of action that on the last ride, that's what we would do.
Can I just ask a question? For those of you, obviously, who can't see this, this is, so it's not a log flume anymore. You're in a bathtub.
Yes.
Going down the flume, right? And there's Juliet in the middle of two of her mates, if that makes sense. And everybody is flashing their bras. Who's that person at the front who has no idea that the three women behind him are flashing to the camera?
He did know, but we told him not to look. I think he's only about 12.
This little kid is sitting there with the biggest grin on his face ever. Oh, man. Very funny. Very nice. Can I keep that?
Okay.
Right, lovely.
So, do you want your presents?
Yes, please.
Right.
Right.
For you?
Yes. No, it's not a lighter, is it?
No, no. This, it was sort of a kind of a souvenir from the air ride.
Okay.
That I thought you could use in the gym.
Now, what would you call those?
It's a sweatband or headband.
Okay, yeah, I'll wear my, £3.50.
Oh, I didn't take...
Thank you very much.
Supposed to look?
Well, you've left it on. All right, okay, good, lies. I shall wear these now for the rest of the show.
I thought I'd get something spangly and sparkly for Rachel.
Yes.
So, I think it's a cup. Thank
so,
you,
it's one of those beakers with, like, liquid
glitter
in.
Glitter and
oh,
stars
pretty.
And everything.
Thank you. Oh, only £3.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Don't worry, Alid's was the cheapest.
Okay.
Oh. Alid, catch!
Thank you!
It's a little rugby ball.
Oh, excellent.
I actually don't know the significance of that.
Think of Alid, think of rugby.
All the time.
And Dave and Dom, I didn't know what to get you. So, I thought, Dom, you're always looking for a pen, which is really naff.
Brilliant.
Very nice, but it's kind of a naff present, isn't it?
Thank you.
And I got you a sparkly key ring, Dave.
Ah, tremendous, because I have keys. Thank you.
To go with your Eiffel Tower.
Thank you, Juliet.
What happened to, was it my imagination, or did we talk about you bringing a mini disc to Wotton Towers or something?
That broke.
Yeah, right.
No, it
did. Did you bring it on? Did you forget it?
No, it's in there. It's got to go back.
Okay, so you brought it. Did you record anything on it?
A few screams.
Is it any good? Is it worth playing?
Enough.
Really?
Yeah.
No, seriously, is it worth playing or not?
No.
Okay.
And I'm not going to give it you anyway.
Ah, well, if I had a pound every time I heard that from you. Well, anyway, thank you very much for our lovely, lovely presents. She's so excited.
Oh, my God!
Oh!
How did you get that?
What do you mean, how did I get what? Is this you on one of the rides yesterday?
That is so not fair!
No thanks.
My favourite clip though is this bit.
Bang me nose!
A bang me nose! We'll play that in full later on this morning.
No.
Yes.
Alan.
Juliet. Well, the sad thing is, please, nobody make any comment, but it's labelled on my screen as Juliet's black hole. She obviously went on the ride yesterday and had a good old time. Coming up later.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Right, also, you're listening out for Dave and I with a great Avril Lavigne freestyle. When you hear it, get ready to call, and you can get tickets for One Big Weekend. The band's day. This is only tickets for Sunday, by the way. So if you want to see Avril Lavigne and Ash and Keane in the streets and Khalees and Franz Ferdinand, and I'm missing somebody else, but I'm sure they'll be there as
Khalees.
Well. I said Khalees. Anyway, you know who's there. You should do. Otherwise, there's no point in going. If you're expecting, like, Nick Kershaw and the Chuckle Brothers...
You'll be disappointed.
The Out Here Brothers and Dupe, then there's... I'll just stop a second. I don't know where Dupe came from.
Dupe. They were a Dutch band, I believe.
You know, you get the lyrics in Top of the Pops magazine, Smash Hits. Doobadoop, doobadoop, doo-doo-doo.
Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Yeah. It's almost as if we're padding.
Not at all. So anyway, listen out for that. It'll happen sometime between now and 9 o'clock. We'll also play Jakarta and Usher up next after some news and sport with Dom and Chills at 8:31.
In the last few hours, a new tape claiming to be Osama bin Laden. The weather wet in Scotland. It's not that wet anywhere. Northern Ireland, parts of Wales and Western England, but some hazy sunshine elsewhere.
What?
I don't know what that meant. Let's do the travel.
Good morning, Ofcom. What?
I just meant, you know, you'd have to be... Anyway.
I tell you what, David Garrido, you really are crazy. One road
travel. A Cambridgeshire B road this morning. It's the B1040 at Warboys. There are roadworks on Fenton Road. That's near the A141. One road travel. On Radio 1. And it's 8:35.
Okay, without any further ado, this is the legend that is Juliet, our sport queen at Alton Towers.
Right, this is the black hole we're in. Something at the moment. I don't know how high it is, but I can see a light. Oh my God! No! I feel like I'm gonna fall out. My head hurts.
Genius.
Overdrive.
Well done, Juliet. How brave are you?
Very.
I don't know which comment I like the most.
Oh, my head hurts.
It's either that one or...
Bang me nose.
I like that.
Have they taken our pictures yet?
Yeah.
One more time for the screams.
Lil John got the beat to make your... Oh, my God!
Take that, rewind it back. Usher got the voice to make
your... I can see a light.
Take that, rewind it back. Ludacris got the flow to make
your... Oh, my God!
Take that, rewind it back. Lil John got the beat to make your booty go...
The sound of a grown woman on the black hole at Alton Towers. Our very own Juliet, queen of sport. I can see a light. They're taking our photo. I want to go there. I want to go there.
We should do that as a show outing, shouldn't we?
We have to do it. Mm.
Reversal Word was back on our screens yesterday. Dave and I planned to go to the pub to watch it at 10 to 5 yesterday afternoon. We missed it, so we stayed in the pub until they repeated it. 10 to 10.
Three.
Whoops. But we have the figures, by the way, for the first ever airing, which was on Tuesday night.
These are the audience figures, are they?
Yes. I know Dominic was very keen on hearing them earlier on. Basically, that time slot on Challenge normally gets about 62,000 viewers. You got to remember, there's like millions of channels, right? Plus, it's only a 7-minute slot. Yeah. Okay? So, for that one time slot, 62,000. The figures for Reversal Word, 110,000. So, we virtually doubled the figures.
That's good, isn't it?
Yes, very good. Like, what's that, like an 80, 85% increase?
Yeah, well done. 100.
Okay, well done, 100. So, therefore, that show is a success. And a top BBC executive, without naming any names, said the show was brilliant.
Wow.
Mm. How do you like them apples?
Do you know that if you did miss it, and I can't believe that anybody would have, you can watch it online now.
Can you?
You're kidding me. What do you have to do?
You have to go to www.
Can you sell it a little bit? You sound like
BBC.co.uk/radio1.
Click on your pages and you'll find it on the reverse of it.
It's actually on the homepage at the moment.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I could have just said that, couldn't I?
So if you want to see that... That's moody, Rachel. If you want to see that, then Radio 1 online.
Rachel, one moody woman.
If you want me to be in a mood, I'll be in a mood
the
when you play that.
Moodiest woman in Kidderminster.
That's not true.
On the warpath, there is nothing stopping the mood. Rachel, the moody.
Bullying in the workplace, that is.
Watch her now. She's now going... Well, she's really thinking...
You are a fat idiot. I hate you. I hate you.
Sorry, she's thinking... I hate you. I hate you.
I'm dead after the show.
Are you? Why?
Yeah, because I got the music. I found it.
Rachel. One moody woman.
One big stroppy knickers.
What do you mean big? Shut up.
One.
I won't be able to do it now, hang on.
Go on, just assassinate my character.
Oh, yeah, on a daily basis.
One big stroppy knickers.
I can't say stroppy knickers in a serious voice. One more time and then that's it.
Yep. It's good for level.
One big stroppy knickers. Rachel, the moody, arms crossed, eyes staring, nostrils flaring. Rachel, the moody.
Rated PG.
Apart from the voice going up a bit at the end there, it was all right.
It's breaking.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
This is the BBC television service.
Here is a special announcement.
Nanny Furtado and Paulus.
All right, let's do it.
One big weekend is coming. One.
Nicola from Downpatrick, Matthew from Maidstone, Liam from Derry, Robert from Belfast, Mark from Mahara. Is how you say it. Mahara.
Mahara.
That's what you put, Mahara.
Yeah.
Mahara.
Yeah.
You all get a pair of tickets for the band day of One Big Weekend, which is Sunday. All these bands you will see for free. Will cost you nothing. Absolutely free. All of them. Ash. Keen. Franz Ferdinand. Khalees. Avril Lavigne. All for free. It's going to be a great weekend. We'll have all the best bits of it all over Radio 1 that weekend. Lots of shows coming live from there. When we go to Londonderry. So I'll be listening out. It's not this weekend coming, but the weekend after. Very, very exciting.
We go on Thursday.
Do we?
After the show, yeah.
Week today, then.
Hey, Dominic. Looking forward to that flight, eh?
Oh.
Oh, that's not three of you now, is it?
Yeah, scared of flying.
Oh. Is Dominic coming?
That is way out of order. Dominic, yes.
Great.
Dominic, who reads our news.
He hasn't before.
He's on the show every day.
Okay,
what do you mean he hasn't come before?
It's great that he's coming along.
What do you mean he hasn't come before? Well, when we do the show from somewhere else.
Oh, my gosh. He has as well.
Liverpool, Newcastle,
sorry,
Southampton.
Sorry.
Do you remember the guy with
the
bald head who was reading the news?
Sorry, Dom.
That's Dominic.
Sorry. I'm thinking of other conversations.
Here he comes.
Sorry.
Oh my god,
that's just lovely.
I'm thinking of other conversations, obviously. Sorry.
Dominic Byrne is a man in a mood. Allard, a young boy who should have known better. Get ready for the battle of all battles. Dom versus Allard, coming soon.
Does that mean we're not going to cinema tonight now?
Oh, hello.
Well, that's true. You can knock that one on the head for starters.
Hello. You two were going to the cinema tonight together?
It's a work thing.
I'm a plus one.
What?
I'm his guest.
Well, hello, hello.
You're not my plus one.
Why are you taking Alad to the movies? Have you got a hot date?
It's a work-related screening of a film that isn't released yet.
Right.
All will be revealed next week.
All I can say to that is...
Oh, my God!
Sitting in the back row of the movies on a Thursday night with Alad. Another Target reference there. Seriously, you two are going to the cinema together?
Yeah.
Would you share the one tub of popcorn?
Might do, yeah.
Don't do the popcorn trick, Alad, all right? Don't do that. Right?
Rachel was coming as well, but she said no now.
Well, there you go.
I'm making a cake.
How surreal. How surreal is today's show? Dominic is going on a date with Alad to the movies. Rachel was going to go, but she's baking a cake.
It's not a date. It's a work thing.
What movie are you going to see, can you say?
Yes.
Can say, that kind of gives away why we might be
okay,
able to see
all right,
it.
Okay, all right, then don't say, fine.
Star Wars.
It's not Star Wars.
No, it's not Star Wars.
So, have you two been to the movies together?
What, before?
Yeah, you and Alad.
No, never.
So
no.
This is like your first date?
Are you looking forward to it?
Bit nervous now, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, so is Dom.
Are you going for dinner before or after?
I just wish I came to Newcastle, that would have been great. Southampton sounds like a hoot.
Don't change the subject, Dom.
Liverpool, I bet that was fun, wasn't it?
I was there!
Is one angry man. Alad is one scared Welsh puppy. Who will win? The man or the Welsh? Dom versus Alad.
We know for a fact that you went to Newcastle because, of course, the legendary moment when you spilled a whole pint of beer over Dave Pearce.
Which is great.
One of my favourite Radio 1 incidents ever.
Good morning, Dave Pearce.
Dominic, for the whole trip up there, for the whole time we went to the bar, for the whole time we were sitting around, Dominic is flipping beer mats. The ancient, what I believe to be British tradition of flipping beer mats.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, he does well. He flips one, he catches it. He flips two, he catches them. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. There is no end to Dominic's beer mat flipping talents.
Yeah.
Thank God that came out right. Sitting in the bar, Dave Pearce walks in. Nice to meet you, I'm Dominic. Nice to meet you, I'm Dave Pearce. Sits down in a chair and Dominic goes, flip the beer mat. In slow motion, it goes up in the air. Dominic goes to catch it, misses it and knocks a pint of beer all over Dave Pearce, who he's just met 10 seconds earlier.
The beer is moving in slow motion across the table, heading for Dave's crotch. He then had to go back to the hotel and change his pants before his gig.
This was in Newcastle, Alad.
Yeah.
You should have got me.
Crash the vocal, Dominic. Don't maybe ever crash the vocal when the streets man is talking. Otherwise, you will be like a pig who is balking. Leave him alone. He has written these in his home on his telephone.
But there's just one little thing that's really,
Leave it out. Look, I'm all right. Don't touch me.
That's the edit there of The Streets and Fit, But You Know It. I paused it there because I will play the rest of it because I know our listeners love them so.
We just ran out of time too much in today's show.
Plus we need to hear the immortal line, chips and drinks. Coming up. Right, see this link, how to get to this morning's track from yesterday's Embrace, all you good people.
Embrace are from Brighouse in West Yorkshire, not Huddersfield, as some people foolishly think. Think is often paired with the word tank, and in that respect shares something in common with the words armoured and fish. Fish have scales, as do first-year clarinet pupils. Pupils are found in the eye, as well as the classroom. Classroom shares the same word ending as bedroom. Bedroom rhymes with headroom, as in Max Headroom, who was a computer-generated character from the 1980s, the same decade that saw the birth of both Charlotte Church and Wayne Rooney. Wayne Rooney is teammates with Nigel Martin, who surely deserves a place in Sven's squad for Portugal. Portugal has a capital called Lisbon, in the same way that France has a capital called Paris. Paris Hilton is an actress whose work is widely available online. Prior to the establishment of the World Wide Web, online was a phrase associated with the drying of washing. The word washing shares four letters in common with the name Williams, as in Robbie Williams, the pop singer, which links us to this morning's tedious link track.
Angels.
Robbie Williams, the pop singer.
Angels.
All Before I Die.
Ah! Excellent choice,
Thank
young
you
David.
Very much. Right.
But I have to stop now for chips and drinks.
Nice.
There you go. Robbie Williams, I'll Before I Die. Seamless?
Seamless.
Sure?
Sure.
A few discrepancies on the text.
Like what?
Max Headroom was not a computer-generated thing, it was a mask.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, someone said.
Hmm.
And I'm reading some of these, but I, you know... What did you say about clarinet pupils?
Scales are owned by Fish and first-year clarinet pupils.
Actually, all clarinet pupils have scales to do, from a seventh-year clarinet player.
Ah, yes, granted, but it is not incorrect to say that first-year clarinet pupils have scales.
What?
I don't believe.
Now, and I also think that if you it's too tenuous because they don't have scaly skin.
Who don't? Clarinetists?
Yes.
And no.
Don't say, how do you know that?
No. That's a different type of scale, you see. That's clever word stuff.
Right. Good record, though, so I'll let you off with it.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Remix, Dave.
Oh my God! I can see a light. Oh my God!
I like that.
Well, maybe I'll work on it later. If we can put all our friends in here, if you want. For those of you who didn't hear this the other day, by the way, we found a new friend for the puffin. It's too long to kind of go and explain why we have a sound effect of a puffin, but just go with it, we do. So we originally started with a puffin. Then we moved on to the sound effects of a seal. Now we have an extra long puffin. There you go. And don't ask me how this came about, but at the end of yesterday's show, we're having the meeting. And I've got the jingle machine in front of me. And what you do is you load the sound effects into the jingle machine, of which there are four slots. So for want of a better... Just to get in here, there's like four jingle machines in one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I can put in there... Oh my God in one, a puff in another, a seal in the other, and music in the other slot. And you can play them all together like this.
Oh my God!
Right, okay, so you see that. Anyway, in my ultimate genius, I've worked out if you put one puff in call in, and then another and then another, and you time them slightly differently, okay, you get a weird effect. For example... Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then I thought, hang on a second, if I time this right, just bear with me. By the way, we've reached half-time in the show, as Dave says.
Let's get ready to ramble.
So, four puffins in the four jingle machines, start the first one and then half-second later the second and so on and so on. You get this. Puffin Grand Prix! That's what it is! It sounds like a Grand Prix for puffins! Now, you see that there? That, you got to say that's genius.
So, like,
right?
Live from Brands Hatch with the Puffin Grand Prix.
Absolutely. I think that's genius. So, if you do a little bit of all this together...
Yep.
Put the music in...
Yep.
The Puffin Grand Prix begins. Let's go down to the track. They're under starter's orders. And they're away!
Oh.
genius.
For a while there, I was thinking, yeah, but what if picturing myself pulling with...
That is a great record.
Isn't it?
What a great track. Jay-Z, 99 Problems, out on the 10th of May. Have you got that album?
No.
Well, go and get it.
I will do,
Pat. It's a good album, man, the Black Album. Go and get it. You need a bit of Jay-Z in your life, son.
Well, perhaps I'll get some.
You do. You need a bit of Jay-Z.
Have you got it? Could you lend it me?
I've got the Black Album. I've got the Grey Album.
Have you?
Mm.
Maybe I could have both.
Joe Wiley raves about the Grey Album.
Does she?
Yeah. You know what the Grey Album is?
An album by Jay-Z?
No. The Black Album is Jay-Z's album.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, stop me, because you know me. I'm not trying to be too cool for school or anything. I'll just tell you what I know, which is generally always wrong. Danger Mouse, who's a DJ, not Penfold, none of that, remixes the vocal track of the Black Album, Jay-Z's Black Album, with samples from the Beatles' White Album, making the Grey Album, Jay-Z's vocals.
With the Beatles' backing track.
Well, not backing tracks, not like instrumental, but samples. I think that's right. Am I right in saying that? And, so there you go. And I've got it on CD. I don't think I'm meant to have it on CD, because I think it's a bit illegal. But I didn't make it. I just listened to it in my car. That's arrest me.
Sounds bonkers.
Excuse me, sir. I believe you're listening to a bootleg CD. I'm sorry, officer. I beg your pardon. I don't think you can be arrested for it, can you? I really hope you can.
I think you can if you're selling them.
I'm not selling them at all. And I don't condone that kind of behaviour. To any young people listening, don't break the law. Unless it's fun. No! Don't break the law. No, I take that back.
Stay safe.
Don't break the law. Scott Mills had people breaking the law. I heard him with a couple of fellas on the phone pushing a mattress out of a window.
What was the other thing he did that was...
he was law-breaking every day. You know, stop, I don't know, let's go out on the street and find lawbreakers. You, Hackney carriage driver, is there a bale of hay in your boot? I don't think so. That's still a law, isn't it, in London?
I believe it is, and it goes back to horse days.
That's right. Not in the days when cars worked on hay.
They never did. I don't think taxis have ever been powered by hay. But horses in a way are powered by hay.
That would be cheap and good for farmers, wouldn't it?
It would, and it would be environmentally friendly. Yeah.
We've reached the half-time point of the show, you may have realised, where we all talk about something. It's like verbal jazz. We all talk about a different subject each at the same time.
Can I just say something?
Yes?
The lines are now open for car park catchphrase.
Hey!
08700 100 100. You need to be in a car park, and know your catchphrases.
Excuse me?
Yeah. I stopped sharking a minute to get chips and drinks.
20 past nine. 08700 100 100 if you want to be on Car Park Catchphrase.
Oh, my head hurts!
Baby, can't you see?
Britney Spears, fit or not, discuss.
I'd say yes.
I think she's up and down like a bride's nightly, I've got to be honest.
Yeah, but if you had to say fit or not fit, you'd probably say fit, would you not?
Don't get me wrong, I'd have a go, because, you know, you'd have to, if not just to tell your mates, but there's pictures of her you see at the moment when she's not got her face on, looking as rough as a bag of spinners. I don't know where that came from, I just thought I'd point it out. Whereas Allard, right, can't see anything bad in Britney at all. 110% lovely.
He loves her.
He really does, though.
Knows all the dance moves.
She could turn up, seriously, right, all cuts and bruises on her. Right.
With a crash helmet on.
Yeah. Smelling of, you know...
Sausages.
And turps. Ooh. Right. Scabby face. All her fingernails bitten down. Going like this. And swallowing her own phlegm. Lighting her farts.
With an old flannel on her elbow.
She wouldn't do that. That doesn't sound something like Britney would do.
And a baseball cap on at a jaunty angle. And Allard would go, oh, isn't she gorgeous? 25. Here's a seal. Right, the Chris Miles Approved Workplace Awards are back. When we went to Liverpool, we gave away the first ever award, basically, to the Kane Brewery, who now have a plaque proudly displayed in their reception saying that they're the first ever Chris Miles Approved Workplace. what we're looking for is if you listen to the show when you're at work, it could be an office, it could be a shop, it could be a factory, it doesn't make any difference. We're that desperate for a mass audience that we come up with a cheap local radio style feature to get as many people listening as possible. And so far it's working.
Mm.
So we're looking to honour a company or an office or whatever in Derry, because we're going there for the One Big Weekend. And if you want your workplace to be part of it, you need to register at Radio 1 Online. Go to the website, fill out the application form, and then we'll select some companies to take part. Okay? In order to get the award this time around, though, we'll be testing your knowledge of the show. So don't bother applying unless you kind of know that we play puffin' and seal noises for no reason whatsoever. www.bbc.co.uk/radio1. Click on the Chris Moyles pages. You'll see the application form page, all that easy. So if you're listening now at work, look around at your colleagues. Look at them. And just go, nod at them in that, shall we? Log on, shall we? Yeah.
Shall we?
Unless you're in a bakery, and the chances are you might not have a computer lying in the back. I don't know.
They might do. They might work out how much dough to put in bread.
Would you do that on a computer, Dave, or would you know that if you're an experienced baker?
You might have a formula on your computer just so that you get exactly the right amount for the perfect loaf.
www.bbc.co.uk/radio1. Companies, workplaces in Derry. That's what we're looking for. Get on the website and get registering. This is the Zootons. The Zootons that I called the Croutons of the week in another hilarious Chris Moyles parody. The track is called You Will, You Won't, and it is by the Zootons. If you go to your local hour price and go, do you have the new single by the Croutons, they will probably look at you and then walk away.
Mm.
So it's the Zootons. And they... I don't know. I have no information about that at all.
I do.
Go on, then.
Well, I know two facts about them. Fact one, they're
called the Zootones, and fact two, the singer is called You Will, You Won't.
Oh, you're incorrect for a start, because they're called the Zootons, not the Zootones.
I said the Zootons.
You said the Zootones.
Did I say the Zootones?
The Zootones.
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 It's this microphone.
It's not your mouth. Anyway, fact one is they're on the same label as the Coral. Fact two, they are managed by Lightning Seed's frontman, Ian Brody.
There you go.
I've got one.
Excellent.
The lead singer is called David.
See, now, there you go. I feel as though I know so much about the band.
BBC. Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
Where are they from, by the way?
I think they might be from Liverpool, but I don't know. I'm just assuming that because on the same label as the Coral and managed by Ian Brody.
God, you're good. Hang on. Let's explain the problem. I press the wrong news button, which then puts Dominic in a... we're all right now.
I'm in a quarry.
Okay. Are you? What are you doing now there? One. Coming up then, we'll do a car park catchphrase. We'll play the Narcotic Thrust record. I like it. We'll play Stereophonics. We'll play Timberlake. Let's get some news and some sport from Dom and Jules. It's 9:31.
There's a new message from Osama bin Laden.
And you can...
It's now 9:35.
Whoa.
Trouble.
First, there was the puffing. Then came the seal. Now. Oh, Ray!
She just balls that up. That was high tension.
Jesus.
Sorry, everyone.
Such an amateur.
You're as quiet as a baby elephant.
I'm so excited.
Yeah? Go and be excited somewhere else, will you?
Start that again, I enjoyed that.
Mm.
I'll stand here.
First, there came the puffin. Then there was the seal. Now, get ready for a new sound effect. The moose.
Yes.
You're welcome.
One more time?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
The moose.
Joe Wiley's on at 10 o'clock this morning.
I hate the treadmill.
No, stop it.
I hate the mundane things they say. The boredom sets in 19...
Hello, it's Stuart here, who used to be in the Stereophonics. I'm not in the Stereophonics anymore. Bye.
For Car Park Catchphrases, and here's your host, Chris Miles.
Good morning, Car Park fans. Time for Car Park Catchphrase once again with me and Roy Walker.
Thank you, Chris.
My pleasure. Let's meet today's contestants.
Welcome on line one. It's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, I'm Tom from Kidderminster.
Hey! Whereabouts in Kidderminster are you from?
I'm from the top end of Hercot Road, mate.
Right, I know it really well. Do you know that, yes. Rachel? Do you know that?
Yes, I do.
Do you know Tom?
No, I don't.
It's from Kidderminster, so are you.
I don't know everybody in Kidderminster.
Why?
Hello, Tom.
It's not that big, is it?
It's big-ish.
So where are you from again?
I'm from Turton Street, on the top end of Hercot Road.
Do you know that, Rach?
Mm. Yeah.
Hercot Road?
There's Hercot. Yeah. There's some...
That's what he said.
In Hercot.
Yeah, I need to get my hair cut this week.
Hmm.
All right, what do you do, Tom?
I'm a postman.
A postman?
Yes.
A fine, fine worker for the Royal Mail.
I certainly am, yes.
My dad's a postman.
I was aware of that.
Yeah. Anyway, does that tell you?
How is Kidderminster?
It's still horrible.
Good.
Rachel, have you ever drank in the Penny Black?
Yes.
Do you remember a barman with big sideburns?
No.
No, oh, doesn't matter then.
Why, have you got off with her?
No!
Is that you, Tom?
That's what I used to do, yeah.
Oh.
No?
No.
No, okay. What's the name of the pub?
The Penny Black.
Who do you think?
No.
Who do you think?
No.
Sounds like gay.
What, a specialist pub?
Yeah.
Ho, 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 no.
Oh, it's Santa! Whereabouts are you parked, Tom?
I'm actually in Stourport in the car park behind the sorting office.
Nice. Mm. And what are you driving?
I'm in my friend's black Vauxhall Vectra.
Nice wheels.
Let's hear the horn then, Tom.
Oh, rocking. Proper horn.
Right, hang on there, pal.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Morning, Chris. My name's Lindsay and I'm from Stevenage.
Hey! How's Stevenage today?
A bit grizzly and grey.
I know, never understand it when DJs ask that question. And how's Stevenage today? Well, it's the same as it is every day, you pillock. What do you expect me to say? Well, all the buildings are falling down to replace them with giant lilies.
Oh, well.
Because that only happens, obviously, in the north.
Mm.
What do you do, Lindsay?
I'm an assistant manager of a pub in Potter's Bar.
What pub?
The Stratford Arms.
Oh, I love that pub. Mm. That's a great boozer.
I think so.
All right, good, yeah. And where are you parked right now?
I'm in Stevenage Leisure Park.
Stevenage Leisure Park.
What can you see?
I can see trains and cinema and nightclubs.
What cinema is it?
Cineworld.
Cineworld. What are they showing currently, Lindsay?
They've got Under the Tuscan Sun.
Right.
It's coming through really slowly. Starsky and Hutch.
Oh, that's not a bad movie.
Scooby-Doo 2.
Ooh, Scooby-Doo 2.
Where are you?
That's it. It just says, welcome Cineworld now.
Well, three films.
Shaun of the Dead.
Might be.
Right. Yeah. Shall we wait for it to come
back? We can hang on till it comes round again.
let's just hang on then, shall we?
There we go, Shaun of the Dead.
Hey! All right, let's hear the horn then, Lindsay. It's a bit quiet. Is your window down?
No, it's up. It's down.
Is it? Okay, can you put your hand through the window without cutting yourself?
Yes.
Then it's down. All right?
That's the easy test.
Little tip for you there, my love. All right,
let's hear
the horn again then, Lindsay. Tom? Oh, he's a lot louder, so that should be all right. Are you ready, Tom?
Oh, yes.
Are you ready, Lindsay?
I am.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Fingers on horns, no interfering. Let's go, best of three. Mr. Fish is taking part in an archaeological dig at a site of historical significance. And look, he's found the preserved remains of an ancient bird. Looks like it might be the remains of an extinct dodo. And Mr. Fish is just checking its pulse to see if it's still alive. No, it's dead. Oh, I think that was Lindsay.
Dead as a dodo.
Dead as a dodo.
You're right!
Just got in there, Lindsay. Well done. It's a point to you, Tom. You've got to be quicker.
Okay, I'll try.
Well, try your best here, Mr. Sideburns.
Me.
What was that?
I have no idea, but let's just carry on. Maybe he's ill.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Me.
Shut up.
Oh, what? Someone's telling me they knew that one.
Well, yeah, but it was too late though, son, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Oh, I know, I knew it, but it was too late.
Yeah, rubbish. Anyway, Mrs. Fish is away on a rambling holiday with her mates in the hills. And what's the matter with Mrs. Fish? She looks like she's just seen something weird. The hills? Tom?
The hills are alive.
The hills are alive?
You're absolutely right! That's the car park catchphrase we were after. Well done.
Well done indeed. So you got it right there, Tom. You were fine.
Yeah.
It was Lindsay who was rubbish.
Indeed.
Always am.
Well, I've heard. Last one then. Here we go.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is away on a works trip with his friend who works for the local bus company. Lindsay?
Busman's holiday.
Busman's holiday?
Oh. You're a winner.
Yay!
Can I just say, the effort that Dave goes into writing those and you get up in the first line.
Sorry. Sorry,
not funny, is it?
Not funny.
No way. Hang on there, Lindsay. Tom.
No, I'm only one, Tom.
Okay, like the soup. So,
yeah,
Tom soup.
Tom, well done, but you leave with nothing.
Ah, well.
All right.
I've only been trying for like 6 weeks to get on.
Really?
Okay.
Well, listen. Now that you've made it on, is there anything you'd like to say before we cut you off? Bye bye. Lindsay.
Hello.
Well done.
Thank you.
You have just won yourself a great prize.
What is it? A tin of beans.
No, that's not a bad idea. What would you like?
I don't know.
Think of something.
A busted album collection.
Collection?
How many albums have they had?
One.
I think it's two.
Two.
Right. Do you like Busted?
I do.
Do you really?
Yeah.
What's that line again from the current single?
I messed my pants when we flew over France.
Perfect. All right, well, tell you what, we'll see what we can do.
All right, that's brilliant.
Have a lovely day, my darling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go, another happy customer. Thank you very much. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
One big weekend is coming.
I've came back.
Get ready for one big weekend.
On April 24th and 25th, we'll be taking our two-day festival to Londonderry in Northern Ireland as part of BBC Music Live.
One big weekend.
April 24th.
Allard, an unbelievable shock move, completely out of character. Last night I went and see Shaun of the Dead.
Do you know what's stupid? I was actually quite scared. My friend was so embarrassed because I was jumping because it was scary. And it was like, it's a comedy, Allard. It's like, I know it's scary though.
And you definitely didn't do the popcorn trick.
No popcorn trick.
What is a popcorn trick?
I'll tell you off the air, Dave.
You know what? And also, I was so stupid. I bought my ticket, went up the escalators.
Escalators.
Got to the drinks, and by the point of getting to the drinks, I'd lost the tickets. They'd been nicked out of my pocket. Did you?
No, they hadn't been nicked out of your pocket. You'd lost the tickets.
No, it was in my pocket, and they were nicked. I had to go and buy another set of tickets.
Maybe, Alex, you put down your tickets to buy chips and drinks.
I think we just put them down and someone swiped them.
Let's do something.
So you had to buy more?
I had to buy them twice.
Philip.
Really?
Why don't you just go back to the ticket office and go, hi, you see my face, you know, I've just bought tickets. I've just managed, someone's just nicked them on, managed to lose them. Is there any chance? Instead of buying them again.
I bought it from the credit card machine.
Why didn't you go to the credit card machine and go, Hello, see my face? I just came up here a minute, you know, it might have worked. Are you gone? Anyway, good film or bad film, Shaun of the Dead?
Very good.
Funny?
Yeah, very
good. It looks funny. I so want it to be a good film. Your man in it is a very, very funny man.
Simon Pegg.
Very funny.
Is it Simon?
Yes.
Yeah. Guys, yeah. In the weekend. Shaun of the Dead. Right, Wiley's up next. Sorry, Wiley. My lovely friend Joe is on after this. This is Twister, Slow Jams. I told her to drive over in your new whip. Bring some friends you cool with. I'ma bring the... He was the fastest rapper in the world at one point and was old Twister. Slow Jams on Radio 1. As opposed to those long jams.
Be fast jams, wouldn't it? The opposite of slow jams. Long jams would be the opposite of
short jams. Right.
And
don't forget not to be confused with gym jams, which would be a great parody. Put my pajamas on, get ready for bed. Put my pillow under my head.
It's nearly time for Joe Wiley.
Yeah, all right then. So today we've had a puffin. A seal. And a moose. And next is Joe Wiley. Anyway. James King talks about movies, more tickets to give away for a midweekend, plus Joe's sexy voice. The Chris Moyle Show.